This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The polls are now closed in the U.S. state of Georgia, but it's too early to tell what will happen in the two pivotal Senate races that will determine which political party will have the majority. Voter turnout was strong on Tuesday, with long lines of voters snaking into polling places. Many also turned out early to vote, about 3.1 million people, and their ballots were not to be counted until Tuesday. That also means final results may not be available by Tuesday night. With Democratic control, President-elect Joe Biden would likely offer more sweeping proposals to bolster health care in the U.S., tighten environmental controls that were eased under President Donald Trump, and try to make it easier for immigrants to gain access and citizenship to the U.S. On the other hand, Republican control of the Senate would make the president-elect's political life more difficult and likely make negotiations harder on contentious issues. Washington, D.C. is bracing for possible violent protests, and the National Guard has been called in. This is all ahead of planned protests by President Trump supporters in connection with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Protesters are planning to rally Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. More than 50 pro-democratic activists in Hong Kong have been arrested on Wednesday, according to local media. This is the biggest crackdown yet against the democratic opposition under the contentious national security law. The arrests in the Asian financial hub included well-known democratic figures and former lawmakers. Police did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but you can read the full story on VOA News.